おかけになった相手先電話番号ではおつなぎできません。番号をお確かめの上、おかけ直しください。
We're sorry your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Everyone to Default Radio. This is Decoder, and you're listening to Default Episode 3. And unfortunately, once again, Lucky cannot make it tonight. And it's not completely his fault. We were supposed to record the show on Thursday, and we are very late in recording this. I do not know if we're going to stream it or not, what's going to happen, but it will be released as soon as we fucking record the goddamn thing. But it was my fault. I wasn't around Thursday. I had some personal issues, and I haven't really talked to Lucky since, so he is not here tonight, but I'm joined with a few special guests. And, of course, Doug the Engineer is here with us, as every week.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, what's up, Doug? And I have a few special guests with me. Now, one of them was a previous guest, my man Not Theory.
Yeah, what's cracking, motherfuckers?
And I got Rigel 5 of Rubicon fame.
I like tacos, dude.
Royal from the Boston Raven.
What's up, homies?
And Lucky 225's little brother, Accident.
I own you all, but I'm about to get the hell out of here.
Oh, you're not leaving? Don't do that shit, bro. You really have to go?
Yeah.
Right now, seriously?
No.
Oh, okay. Bitch.
I just like pissing you off.
Fuck you, Accident, man. Fucking bastard, bro. But anyway, you fall right
away. That sounded like Lucky's laugh back there.
That's what I said. It's
That's Lucky.
You know what I actually might have to get the hell out of here. My cell battery's about to die.
Really? Oh, you suck, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is Default Episode 3, late than never.
My sister's using a landline, so I'm kind of fucked here.
Oh, you suck. Well, if you can get back on to the landline, if your cell phone dies, just do it. The forward's still set up.
All right,
man.
So we might be losing Accident, the 7-year-old Hacksaw, Lucky 225's little brother.
I ain't Lucky 225's little brother.
You're not?
I'm in no way related to Lucky 225 whatsoever.
You laugh like him. But anyway, yeah, Default Radio. I'm sure everybody loves to be listening to this fucking shit, me arguing with Accident.
Fuck you.
But anyway, fucking, there was a huge snowstorm in New York today, which really fucking sucks because I'm stuck. And, you know, people are bitches about the weather. They're fucking bitches everywhere about the weather. It didn't really snow that bad. There was only like 10 inches or some bullshit, not even 7 inches. I don't even know.
You know
not
who
a
else
lot.
Is bitching about the weather?
Huh?
You know who else is bitching about the weather?
Who's that?
Vonage.
What are you talking about?
I just got an email saying that due to the storm in the Northeast that some services may be down.
Just now you got this email?
Just now from Vonage.
Who would have thought that voiceover key would be like that?
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Vonage.
Another reason to get copper.
Yeah, another reason to get copper. Apparently Vonage doesn't like it when it snows 3 inches in New York.
Due to the mudslide in your
area. Yeah, due to the snow in New York, your Vonage service may be suspended. Wait, not there. Do you even know how many inches we did get? How many inches did we get?
No, I don't think it was 7. I think it was probably like 5, something like that.
Is that it?
It wasn't really that much. Yeah, it wasn't that much.
Just people just make it seem worse. They make
enough
it seem like there's
a bit and cry. They buy a fucking 40,000-pound truck, and then they don't want to drive it in the snow.
You know what I want to know? This is the thing. They always show it in the news, how these fuckers, they're always going out there. Whenever there's snow, it's like, oh, my God, all the shovels are gone and all the snow blowers. It's like, dude, you don't have your shovel from last year?
Yeah, no.
I got mine. I didn't, like, throw it out. It's like, well, fuck, it's July. Let me fucking toss this thing in the trash.
Yeah, you can always tell somebody from Michigan, because even when I was in Phoenix, I had a fucking ice scraper in my car.
In Phoenix?
Right, because I was like, well, I have it. Like, if I'm never going to throw this out. Like, what the fuck for?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe if you're in Phoenix, Arizona. But,
dude,
you never know.
Man.
It might, hey, might get cold.
Yeah, fucking
you never know.
You never know. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Hey, I'm going to be the motherfucker out there with the ice scraper while everyone else is, like, trying to, like, scrape off their driver's license or something.
Bursting in the flames and shit. 120 degrees. Yeah, fuck it. This is supposedly Default Radio. Lucky 225 is in here. Supposedly. Accident knows the deal.
Yeah.
So, who knows. But anyway, let's get into some telecom-related stuff, since this is a radio show about telecom-related horseshit. So, yeah, right. So not the
horse.
Wait, what'd you have to say, Accident?
That's some horseshit indeed.
That's right, indeed. But not theory.
Yeah.
I hear you've been having a lot of fun setting up Asterisk today.
No, not at all.
Wait, it's not fun?
No.
Asterisk is a bunch of horseshit.
No, Asterisk is actually pretty cool. My problem is with Free World Dial-Up. First of all, my first two accounts of Free World Dial-Up, they just don't work. And the people there have no idea why. So
wait,
they
worked before, but they don't work now.
No, actually, the first two accounts I got absolutely never worked. There was some database problem one day, and I could never get it to work. And I emailed them and said my password doesn't work, and they said, oh, we have no idea what the problem is. And they never emailed me back, so.
Well, who the fuck is breathing into the phone?
It's an Accident, dude. Just trust me.
That's probably my fan, sorry.
Dude, are you moronic?
Well, yes, fuck. Mute your phone.
Anyway,
hey,
that's a fucking Asterisk.
It's hot in here.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Back to Default Radio.
Yeah, back to your regularly scheduled programming. So not there, yeah, what were you saying right there about Free World Dial-Up, how they suck cock?
Anyway, yeah, so my third account, it actually did work. And I had everything up and running, and then I decided to be a dumbass and upgrade the source tree and recompile. And then after that, everything went to hell. I had IIXL working, Free World Dial-Up, everything working. Then nothing worked. So I spent the whole day today going through configuration files, going through mailing lists and everything, looking for documentation, which for Asterisk isn't all that good from what I've seen. There's no real concrete documentation sitting anywhere. It's all like mailing lists and just people's email back and forth that they've archived that you can look through and figure it all out.
Well, who just dropped?
Well, I'm still here.
Okay, who's still here?
Right, the battery guy.
Well, not everybody at once.
Oh, God.
Wait, Roger, you're still here. Royal, you're still here. Not Theory?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Doug?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So Accident left?
Yeah, it's
good.
Like, I mean, his battery, like he was saying.
Good. Anyway, now that Accident's gone, we could continue with somewhat of a show. He actually might call back in because, Doug, you got your Vonage line still forwarded to this, right?
Still forwarded, yeah. You want me to stop it or what?
No, if he wants to call back in, he can call back in. But, yeah, accident, everybody. Just make sure when you run into him on online or on a bridge, just give him some shit.
Let's pretend we're wrapping up the show when we hear him join.
Right. But anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, I finally got all that stuff. I spent probably 8 hours today trying to get everything up and running. But now it works. I have FreeWell dial-up working. I have my landline hooked up to my Asterisk box. I have IAXTEL working. And I have the service from a company called IPKALL.com. It's IPKALL.com. They provide free Washington State inward numbers to FreeWell dial-up numbers. So you call the number in Washington.
206.
Yeah.
I think Accident just called back in, by the way.
Yeah, I just got back.
Good. We said nothing but good things about you while you were gone, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, so shut up for now. Okay. Anyway,
yes,
not there. Continue.
God damn, man. I think it's 360 for some reason, I want to say.
All right, 360 is also Washington State.
Yeah, so in any case, you get a 360 number that will connect to your FreeWell dial-up number if you're logged in. So it's pretty badass. I got it all set up now, but during the middle of the day today, I was cursing Asterisk, cursing FreeWell dial-up, everything. It was a disaster.
That's what you got to do during the snowstorm is get yourself all telephoned up.
Yep. Yep, now I got 4 lines sitting in front of me and nothing to do with them.
Oh, we're going to do... Oh, you're going to use them today on T-Fall Radio.
I know.
We're going to be calling crazy stuff. We're probably... We're going to call the president, as a matter of fact.
Actually, not theory. The new version, or the new source tree of Asterisk implemented the soft hang-up feature.
Actually, I had soft hang-up in my last one, and I have to use it often because sometimes it doesn't hang up extensions for some reason. I can't...
Correct, yeah. Yeah, the soft hang-up thing is pretty useful for the Asterisk stuff.
Yeah.
Delete shizzle, as I like to call it.
Yeah, man, Asterisk is definitely worth the time. It's a huge pain in the ass, but it's definitely worth it once you get it set
up. It's all about the Windows PBX.
Linux.
What about Windows PBX, Doug?
I don't know. I just hope they come up with one.
Doug, you can drive a Windows PBX.
There are a whole slew of commercially available Windows PBX software. Unfortunately, they all suck compared to Asterisk.
Not surprised.
Well, that's it right there.
Yep.
Setting up FreeWell dial-up is a bitch.
Yeah, it's horrible. Bitch.
But it's worth it
IAXTEL
in the end.
IAXTEL works right out of the box, no problems ever.
So FreeWell dial-up, and what's the URL for FreeWell dial-up? Pulver.com?
FWD.pulver.com.
FWD.pulver.com. What about IAXTEL?
I think it's just IAXTEL.com.
IAXTEL.com.
IAXTEL.com. Yep, that's it.
All right.
Another interesting note that people should know about when they're using IAXTEL is... when you get another call from an IAXTEL client, it actually call transfers you, so they get your real IP address.
Hmm.
When you're using FreeWell dial-up and somebody calls you through FreeWell dial-up, they're still going through their servers, so they use SIP, which is pretty much a retarded thing.
Can someone fucking tell Accident to mute his goddamn phone?
I can't mute my goddamn phone.
Just go away, bro.
Then hang up, dude.
The fuck out of here. You cause nothing but problems, man. Jesus.
Yeah. Actually,
my sister's trying to like scam the phone from me.
I don't
and I'm
care
you.
What the fuck your sister is trying to do. Just
your
punch her in the fucking mouth.
Back there.
Is your sister hot, dude? She doesn't sound hot.
All right, this is something like Default Radio, so we're gonna try to keep doing this anyway. So yeah, Rigel. Yes. So what
yeah,
were you saying there about?
Oh yeah, Lacutus actually found that out the hard way when Rios was still playing around with all that stuff. That the IAXTEL stuff actually does an IP transfer effectively, so it redirects you to his IP address directly, whereas the FreeWell dial-up doesn't do that.
Well, why didn't Accident hang up?
My mom doesn't think I'm doing a radio show here.
Well, we're doing.
Put her on the phone.
Put her on the phone.
Put her on the phone. We can't.
This is Accident.
Let's get rough.
Hello.
Get in.
Hi.
What's your son's real name?
Jack Osborne.
Well, we're sitting here trying to do an internet radio show, but that's all right, though. Maybe he could find the mute button on his phone, and we'd love for that to happen so we could actually get this done.
You know, Christmas is just right around the corner. Maybe you can buy him a phone with a mute button.
Maybe you could just buy him just a mute button.
Better yet, rip the phone out of the
wall. Or better yet, duct tape for his mouth.
Jesus. All right, so now let's try to get back into the show once again for the 10th time.
I'm sorry about that. My sister's retarded.
Okay, that... Accident. Can you do me a favor?
Accident.
Cut the shit!
You know, a nice pair of wire cutters would be nice.
You know, isn't his name Scott Osborne?
Cut the shit. All right?
All right.
All right. If you did,
not my fault, shit.
Oh, shit. There's a lot of shitty shit going on.
Shut up, Royal.
Seriously, man.
Anyway. So, yeah, Rigel, you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to move on to the other handful of voice providers out there, like Newfone and VoiceBalls.
Newfone dot...
Net?
Net. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, and they're a pretty cool provider. So is VoicePulse. VoicePulse is a little word number. It's like $8 a month. But VoicePulse is $10, and it's almost worth the $200 considering that it passes Annie to you.
So you get incoming calls, you get the Annie.
Yeah, which you don't get off of VoicePulse. You get CID information, which is kind of useless.
Well, hey, it's better than nothing, I guess.
Right, yeah, it's better than nothing, but the chances are all you're ever going to get is nothing because everyone dials *67.
That's true.
But, yeah, with the new phone, it's 2.95 cents a minute. The voice pulse is a little cheaper. That's 2.9 cents a minute.
This is for outgoing calls.
Right, for outgoing calls.
Yeah, you don't need the inward number.
No, the inward number is merely a convenience factor. I would probably get it with the new phone just because having an anti-trap in a otherwise benign number would be kind of nice to have.
Yeah, just a POTS number where you're going to pull any and everything.
Well,
and it's only $10 a month. I mean, you know, you got $10 a month.
And you get an Elite 616 number, which was, we all know is the coolest area code ever.
Shut the hell up with that.
Dude, I'm sorry, but 61 motherfucking Seahawks.
Reppin' the 616.
It's the tight shit, dude. I don't know, all the fucking hardcore dudes are, they have 616 roots.
Yeah, sure, I'm sure they do. All of them.
Yes, every single one of them, dude.
Every last one of them.
But you can get all that stuff set up. You have to email the new phone guys. They don't have their price list listed anywhere. Basically, it's a guy who's just kind of doing it for fun. He seems to be relatively independently wealthy. He owns his own CLEC. Actually, they're the local exchange carriers of Michigan is what that guy's name is, effectively.
Oh yeah.
And he interestingly enough, he does all the voice termination or all the landline termination for Free Will Dial-Up. And on his word, he said that Free Will Dial-Up is a bunch of fucking idiots.
Oh, the people that actually run the thing?
Yeah, they're just a bunch of fucking morons. And that's the reason why Not Theory over there has been having so much trouble with them. It's because they're just fucking morons. And they're using SIP, which is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Which is what, interestingly enough, what Vonage uses and why Vonage requires so much bandwidth is because they're not using the right protocols. If you're using GSM, which Newfone will use, you're only using like 8K of bandwidth.
Well, I think Doug was saying that for Vonage to make a three-way call, you need like 180 up.
You need like 180 kilobit up. And Packet 8 is now the same way, too. They used to let you change your codecs, but now you're stuck with that one that uses like double the bandwidth.
Right. Everyone really should be using the GSM codec, not to be confused with GSM cellular networks.
Yeah.
I believe it is the same compression algorithm. I could be wrong. I could be talking about my ass right here.
Good. Well, hey, yeah. If you are, then you fit right in Default Radio.
Right, well, no one else on the line does, so I'll just pretend. Yes, it is the same audio compression format, but, you know, it's a very good compression. It's basically 4K one way, so if you have your phone on mute, you're only taking up, like, 4K worth of bandwidth, which is really, really small.
Yeah, it's nothing. Absolutely nothing. I swear to God. Do I hear accident in the background again?
Accident, put the phone underneath your ass, man.
Yeah, Jesus. Hold on. I'm going to switch phones.
And hold the gas.
Do something. Yeah.
Hold the gas.
Oh, man. So, yeah, what are we up to now? Who just dropped?
That
turn off your call forwarding quick.
Right? Turn it off. Yeah, Doug. Turn off the transfer.
All right. I'll try to hurry.
Wait, Royal, you still here?
Oh, I'm still here.
Roger, you still here?
Oh, I think so.
All right, good. Yeah, turn it off. Get it off, man. Kill it.
I'm trying to log.
Hurry, bro. Yeah. The fuck?
That is one of the nice, cool things about Vonage, though. Is they have that whole web-based
interface.
Too late. Damn it, bro. All right.
Cool. Bondage-based.
Hey, Axel, you're back. You're back.
Web-based thing for it.
Good to know.
So then again, with Asterix, you have pretty much more control over your phone than you would with, well, anything commercially available.
Well, that's true. Yeah, most definitely.
I totally agree with what Not Theory is saying. The documentation out there for Asterix is rather sparse and particularly their AGI stuff, the Asterix Gateway interface, which allows you to basically do all the cool shit. It's a pretty simple interface standard. It's just taking standard in and standard out on the Unix environment, I guess you could say. It's really Linux, but...
Yeah. All right, so we're looking good here, right? No accident?
They're also working on an open SS7 project for Asterix.
Dude, we were talking about that last night, man.
Along with the... Bayon project. The Bayon project is an alternate project because God knows in the open source community, why build one thing when you can build at least 12 of them? But I mean, it has its advantages. The Bayon project is much more aimed at replacing commercial switches with a Linux computer. The same thing with the OpenSSF project for Linux, or for Asterisk, rather. It's basically aimed at getting those $200,000 switches out of the COs and putting in like a $10,000 Linux box.
And, there you go, saving money.
I would think in 2 years it should look a little bit more promising than it is right now. Right now it's definitely not ready for commercial use. But if anyone had access to a trunk, I would strongly suggest starting to check out the OpenSS7 project, because I think in their change logs, and if you read through their mailing list, their development mailing list, you're probably going to find a lot of exploits in the SS7 switching.
Because they're obviously
basically reverse engineering the whole thing and going from whatever documents they can find, and whatever mistakes they make and they find, they're going to be publishing because it's open source, whereas Nortel and AT&T obviously are hiding all the mistakes that they've ever made.
Because they're probably all still there.
Right, because as much as the phone company's been owned for the last 30 years, they still haven't caught up. Like, you would think that out of all the companies out there, they would be the most secure, because they've been probably ripped off more than anyone else has.
But they're not. They don't have their shit together.
No, they don't.
I don't know. I think OpenSS7 might fuck them over big time.
Right. Well, it's going to really allow for a lot more CLEX, because if you can start up a CLEX for, like, you know, 20 grand and a couple of Linux computers, you know, that's really, it's a whole lot less than a switch is going to cost you. I mean, your switch is going to be at least 200,000.
Yeah, that's true. Most definitely.
Yeah. With all that voice over IP for long distance.
Well, a lot of the shit now, I'm pretty sure that when I make a call from my landline, even to another landline, it's getting VoIP halfway.
Yeah, AT&T realized that only about 8% of their network was analog, or rather time-sharing transmissions, which is basically voice.
Yeah.
So they've been switching over primarily to all VoIP because it unifies their network, so they don't ever have to worry about it. It's way easier to do a packet switch network for voice transmissions. And like I said with the GSM codec, I mean, you're looking at 8K. That's, you know, a whole lot more phone lines you can shove over a connection than using the old time division stuff.
Yeah, most definitely, man. And that's what they're doing right now, man. So if you got your landline service, your cell phone, you think it's getting VoIPed somewhere. The thing is, the reason it's good is because they have enough bandwidth, and that's what, well, comes out to something else, too, but, you know.
Right. Well, it has a lot to do with the computing process, too. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do all this stuff with 486s.
Well, you know, are you sure about that?
Well, not on the level which they're going for.
Well, I don't know. I have this AT&T 386 sitting right here, man. You don't think I could do anything with it?
It's a nice heavy paperweight.
Well, I actually use it for, I use it for a coaster.
Yeah,
I put my drinks on it and stuff. There's a couple of beer bottles on top of it right now.
Yeah, if you could just, like, flip those old desktops sideways, they make great, like, nightstands or, like, you know.
Well, that's what it's already sideways. It's not a stand-up tower.
Right, yeah. All those old desktops, yeah, you got to kick them sideways, and then you got a nice little table. They're about the right height, too. If you're sitting in a chair, you can, like, put your drink on them.
Coffee table.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've done that a million times, yeah. And, you know, even if it spills in there, I mean, who cares?
That's it. Four bottles of Heineken are sitting on mine right now, my AT&T 386.
God, Heineken, ugh.
What's wrong with you? You don't like Heineken?
Fuck Heineken. Pat's Blue Ribbon.
All right, well, anybody who takes any issue with that, they could send an email to default@cvzone.org, and they could express their opinion on whether they like Heineken or Pat's Blue Ribbon.
Well, you know, I have to understand, I am a bike courier, and Pat's Blue Ribbon sponsors a lot of the bike courier events.
Oh, so you just sold out then. What is that, commercial? Right. You're gonna get kickbacks now for mentioning them on Default Radio, huh?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I have to call them after I get off the phone, and I think I get a couple cases for free.
Probably. I can.
It's all about Pat's Blue Ribbon, man.
This show is so freaking related.
Fuck you, Doug. The hell, man? What's wrong with you? You got something to talk about, Doug? Bring it up. Come on.
Nope.
That's what I thought.
Let's call some shit.
I was going to talk about that one thing.
What? There's a one thing, really?
Yeah, I was going to talk about that one thing. I don't know. I mean, like, we might
that thing with the it. Thing and the other thing, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you alluding to here, Rigel 5?
I was going to ramble on about radio stuff.
You want to talk about radios? Default radio?
Yeah. Well, even though Default Radio is not really a radio. But
well, of course not.
I'll forgive everyone. I mean, maybe somebody's listening to it over 802.11b, and I'd like to thank them for actually putting this over RF.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
the default radio, it's 1337 on your AM dial.
And or 2.45 gigahertz, depending on which station you're tuned into. But no, I don't know. I mean, I check out some forums occasionally, and I always see basically the same handful of questions regarding radio equipment. And, you know, they're all very simple questions. And the thing about radio is it's relatively simple. And everyone wants to know what the best radio to buy. And that's kind of like the argument of what's the best car to buy.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's no best out there.
No, there never was.
There's good ones. There's bad ones. There's cheap ones that are good. There's expensive ones that are bad.
Right. And, you know, I mean, if you're looking at a radio, you have to realize that anything you buy new today is going to have a whole lot of frequencies that are blocked. And it isn't like it was, I guess, like 4 years ago now. You can't unblock these new radios. It's all on the microchip. Unless you have a microchip lab, you're not going to be able to do anything to them.
Which a lot of people have. A lot of our listeners have microchip labs.
And the argument here is if you have a microchip lab, like, what are you doing fucking around with radio?
What are you doing listening to default radio?
Right. Like, why don't you go make me something cool?
Yeah, right, instead of asking me what kind of radio to get.
Right, why don't you go make something cool? Like, I'll give you a fucking radio. But, you can still pick up old radios on eBay. I would strongly recommend people do their homework when they do that, and don't just go on eBay and, like, search for unblocked or pre-ban radios, because they're all charging you, like, more money than they paid for it in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
And it is, I believe it is actually technically illegal for them to be selling those radios. After all that nonsense came out of the June 1st laws of 1999, where the FCC got all their Nazi legislature passed about blocking radios, which I would like to add, they've added more frequencies that are no longer allowed to be scanned.
Really?
Since then. They blocked the 728 to 758.
No way.
Megahertz, yeah, they took those away from us on my VX7, for which I wouldn't necessarily recommend anyone buy a Yaesu product. They make nice products. Their VX series, the VX5 and the VX7, are both really dependable radios. However, for what most people are going to want to be doing, which is transmitting outside of the amateur radio band, they're easy to mod, but they lose their signal stability outside of the amateur radio band. Like, when you're transmitting on 460 megahertz, the VX7 is basically useless. And that's basically what you're going to be wanting to do, is screwing around with taxi cab companies or Taco Bell drive-through. It's always one of my favorites.
Yeah, you can always have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah. That on occasion, we've done that for a week on end.
Is it really that entertaining?
Oh, absolutely. Like, particularly if it's convenient. We were doing it, we had a couple antennas set up, and we could actually hit the Taco Bell. I would say it was at least half a mile away. We were on top of a hill. They were kind of down in the valley. And we had almost line of sight to them. There's a couple of trees in the way, and the radio's just going to go right through that, no problem.
Yeah, most definitely.
But at night, we would just kind of key up for about 30 minutes, and they apparently called the police, and they supposedly called the FCC. I really would question that, because the interesting thing about all this radio stuff is the FCC is not an enforcement agency, despite the fact that they just make
the policies.
Right, they make policies, which is, it's an interesting thing, because they're not really a legislative committee, so they don't really make laws. They don't really enforce anything. They just are there.
Yeah, they think shit up.
Right. And
I don't know. I mean, is this what Taco Bell told you they called the FCC?
Well, we did do it for a number of weeks in a row, pretty much every day.
They might very well have called the FCC, and the FCC probably just said, fuck you.
Right, because the FCC doesn't really care. The FCC is much more interested in selling off effectively the property of the American people to corporations and pocketing the money themselves.
Yep.
And all the frequency, all the radio waves is the American people's, and the FCC is just selling them off to whoever can pay money for them. And the amateur radio band has been shred to pieces over the years. They've just been selling off little bits and parts of it here and there. Even the IFM band that 802.11b uses used to be exclusively amateur radio, and now we have a whole bunch of garbage in there.
Hmm.
So basically, FCC doesn't care, and it's kind of one of those nice things where if you are screwing on with people's radio, there isn't much that really can happen to you.
What are they going to do, you know?
I would recommend not screwing around with amateur radio bands, largely because they're just going to take the law into their own hands. And at least back in Michigan, I did witness on one occasion where some kid got an amateur radio rig and some old-timer showed up at his house and just took the radio from them. So if you want to lose your radio, you know, mess around with amateur radio guys.
They don't fuck around.
Right. It's not very interesting to fuck around with amateur radio guys because if you ever listen to an amateur radio repeater, the only thing they ever talk about is their cars and their grass and occasionally their radios. I mean, it's rather dry conversation. But you don't need a license to buy an amateur radio rig. A lot of shops will ask you for one, and it's not particularly hard. Just go to the ARL's website and just type in, like, your last name in your city, and I'm sure you can probably find somebody in there with the same last name who lives at least close to you.
And to see that,
like, well, I'm buying this for my uncle for his birthday or whatever. Or it might not even come to that. She'd be like, well, I don't have my amateur radio, sir, and I was going to get one for my uncle, but I don't know what a call sign is.
Yeah, I've never had anybody ask me for my license when I go to buy a radio.
Right. We should go through, what is that site? I always go through them, too, and I probably should know it. There's one of the major sites that, they actually publish their catalog. They send it to me. I probably should buy something from them again. But they ask for your amateur radio call sign, which is kind of nice when you order from them, because you just give them a six-character, you know, call sign, and they know where you live, and they just shoot the radio out to you. You know, it makes it a little convenient. But, yeah, if you do get your amateur radio call sign, don't ever give it out to anyone. You'll get owned just that quickly.
Yeah, you will get owned with that.
Yeah.
All your shit is on that.
Right. Six little letters, and it's your name and address. And arguably, you're required by law to keep it active and up to date. Mine isn't, because I don't really care.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to spend the time to send in, like, my little card for it. But the radio stuff, like, most people are kind of interested in, a lot of people I see post about, like, messing around with CB radios, and then they also want a radio that'll do everything else. CB is effectively 10 or 11 meter thereabouts. It's pretty low in the spectrum. And pretty much all the interesting stuff, a lot of the cops, emergency dispatch centers, the taxi cabs, they're all on, like, 440 or maybe 150. So you're not really going to be able to find a radio that does both of these things. If you do, it's going to cost you a lot of money. And it's not really worth it. And also, for all the kids who live close to Canada, beware going to Canada and buying a radio. If you do, make sure it's unblocked when you're there. Because a lot of the manufacturers, Gaysu and Icom included, ship their American models to Canada. So keep that in mind when you're buying a radio. The unblocked stuff, as much as it is blocked, as much as it sucks, it isn't that big of a deal. If you're buying a radio simply for the purpose of scanning analog cell phones, you might want to consider another hobby.
Yeah, well.
I mean, the analog cordless phones are still unblocked. I mean, you can still scan analog cordless phones, as much as that's not really all that interesting.
Well, at least there's more analog cordless phones out there than there are analog cell phones.
Yeah. Well, analog cell phones, it really depends on your area.
That's true.
But it is true. Analog cell phones, you know, they're dying quickly. You know, 2007 is the official date. I think that they'll be around probably until about 2010 or 2015, because there's a lot of embedded devices that use the analog cell phone network.
Hmm.
Or maybe embedded is the wrong word, but there's a lot of automated devices that use the analog cell phone network. But you're not going to hear voice transmissions on them probably past 2006.
Yeah, 2006. 2007 is the date, though, right?
Yeah, I think it's like in February or something. I can never remember when it is. But
that they're required to...
Right.
That's when analog TV is supposedly supposed to die, FM television.
Which won't happen.
Right.
It will.
They push it back all the time. They say, oh, it's going to be 2003, 2004, 2007. I don't think it's going to happen.
In 1997, I read a magazine that said 2006.
Right. That was in 97, though.
Right.
Six years later, we're talking.
You know, and everyone always wants a lot of wattage, too. Everyone's like, well, I want 100 watts. And the truth of the matter is you can do a lot with 5 watts. If you're just using it around the city, 5 watts is going to be almost all you'll ever need. 50 watts is a little bit nicer. A lot of people want to go out and buy a $400 or $500 scanner. And the truth of the matter is you can pick up a $400 or $500 amateur radio handheld that'll probably have more memory channels than the scanner will. You can get it for probably about the same price. And you're better off buying a transmitter or a transceiver that can receive and transmit than just a scanner. Because, well, you might want to transmit someday.
Perhaps. Instead of just sitting there scanning for analog cell phones.
Right, right. And you know, like I said, be careful about the eBay stuff. There are a couple of really great websites out there. Rigpix.com. That's like RIGPIX.com. That's a great site for basically looking up radios that you want to buy. They have a picture of pretty much every radio ever made by Icom, Kenwood, Yaesu, and a whole slew of other manufacturers, including Motorola, and just about everyone, and people I haven't even heard of. And they have the picture of the radio, and then they have a link to the manual, typically, and all the frequencies that it covers and the output of it. So it's a great site to go looking for radios. The other one is mods.dk, which has mods for just about every single radio that can be modified.
So there you have a kid, Schooled on Radio by Rigel 5.
Alrighty.
Shit.
So we still got everybody here? Are we still going?
Oh, yeah. We're all here.
Everybody's here? Accident, you still here?
Yeah.
Great. Well, were you muted, actually?
Yeah.
No wonder it was quiet.
Nice. Wow. Finally hooking us up. Muting your phone and everything. The manual mute, which is like your hand over the phone, right?
No, I'm back on my cell phone.
All right, you're back in your cell. All right, so, yes, indeed. Now, I did want to get into a little telecom. We did some radio. We did some asterisk. Now we're going to have to do some telecom.
You know, I'd like to jump in here. Now, is asterisk phone or is it Linux?
Well,
I mean, because, it is both. And, you know, it's kind of shitty because all these phone guys have been spending all this time working on phones and kind of ignoring computers.
Well, you're blurring the lines. That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Yeah, I mean, are we going to see more of this? Is it going to be... I mean, I heard... I haven't heard that Motorola was developing a Linux-embedded cell phone.
No shit.
It's probably only for Europe because, well, they get all the cool cell phones anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's the Motorola.
Yeah, I've seen that. It was a Europe-only model.
Thanks, accident.
Yeah, so I guess it does exist. I had heard rumors about it, but...
It's the
you know,
if you search Google for the A760, you'll find it.
And fucking JCI and their Bluetooth-enabled car, the Acura Legend, I think it is.
They don't even make a Legend anymore.
Whatever it is. Maybe it's the Acura. I don't know. It's the Acura something or another.
Acura something.
Yeah, maybe it's the Accord. Maybe it is the Accord. And it has a Bluetooth system built in to interface with your beautiful Bluetooth cell phone. And that actually runs QNX, which is effectively a Unix variant. So somewhere deep inside those new Acuras, there's a root shell to be had.
I thought it was a Toyota.
No, it's definitely an Acura.
Really?
Yeah, I'm almost 100% sure.
Huh, I don't have the information right here, but I thought, yeah.
Either way, they're all those insides of all the new cars are largely developed by JCI.
Yeah.
And Acura runs IBM's voice. I think it's voice tray or it's voice something or another. Their voice recognition software for it.
Oh, it's pretty hot shit.
Yeah, it really is, and there's actually a root shell somewhere in there.
You're gonna get a shell in someone's car, right?
Oh, I'm pulling right up next to him and be like, "Bitch, I own you."
Owned.
I rooted your Acura.
I'm gonna packet the Acura next to me from your Acura.
I rooted your car.
Yeah, actually, I wonder how easy that's gonna be to in the future to use Bluetooth-enabled phones to make phone calls. Could it be the beige box is gonna? That's to change his name.
The Bluetooth box.
The Bluetooth box.
Breaking new grounds.
Right.
On default radio.
That's a, you know, that's just the whole example, though, is it's all this fuzzy stuff where all these computer systems are being integrated into phone systems now where there's almost no difference.
Yeah, it's getting to that point. That's right.
But, yeah, back to the phone stuff.
Well, now you just made me feel like a moron. We've already been doing phone stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and radio shit.
Right.
And making fun of accident.
Yeah.
Hey, shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up, man.
Shut up.
Oh, I'm scared.
I heard accident was, I heard he was Lucky's little brother.
That's what I said, man. He sounds like, he laughs like him. He laughs like Lucky.
No, I don't.
Do the Lucky laugh.
No. Do I have to?
Yeah.
Not if you don't want to.
No, he has.
Yes, you do.
You were doing the imitation of Lucky before.
All right, shut up.
Yo, Lucky's going to be so pissed when he fucking hears it. He is seriously accident. He's going to fucking kill you, bro.
Yeah?
He is. He's going to kill you.
I'll beat him down with my bat.
I'm sure you would. He's not too far from you, man. He's going to come and get you.
Well,
nice.
I'd be fearing.
You can't touch this. I'll knock him out.
Don't act all hardcore now, bro. What the fuck, man? What are we doing? How many minutes are we into this? What the fuck is going on, man?
I feel like it's 45.
Huh?
We're up to like 45.
Oh, really? That's not bad. No doubt. But, yeah, there was, you know, getting back into what the fuck we were going to do.
I believe you said telecom stuff. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah. We got Royal here, definitely, to explain some telecom stuff. Now, I don't know. I was thinking about this earlier, and I don't really know. I don't know about the ethics of this, but we're not here. Default Radio is not here to judge what's ethical and what's not ethical. You know, if I wanted this to be a political show, it would be a political show, but it's not, and I'm just going to leave it at that. So, occasionally, we might get into things that are less than legal, not necessarily within the bounds of our legal system and what is accepted and what is not accepted, but there is some fun to be had and something to learn. And a lot of people, and especially with conferences, like, you know, I notice anytime when somebody wants to have a conf, they don't want it to be an 8, you know, they don't want it to be a POTS number, they don't want to call long distance, like, man, don't you have an 8, you know? And there's a couple ways to maybe have an 8 for your conference. Now, of course, the first way is to just get an 800 teleconference.
Pretty much. You can always set up a teleconference. You know, the other trick is just to set up an 8 to one of those free conference centers and say, all right, we're going to be in room 123.
Exactly. To set up an 8 forward.
Exactly. Either made forward or just have the toll-free directed there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Direct there. Point an 8 at a particular number wherever you want, pretty much. And a lot of people, you know, they might think it's hard. They might say, man, you know, I need to, like, I don't know, I need to give them my credit card information or this or that, you know. And it's not all that hard. It's pretty simple. And I got my man Royal here to pretty much explain, kind of step by step for the noob, on how to get yourself an 800 and point it wherever the fuck you want. Shut up, Accident. You're a fucking noob, bro.
No noob. You're the noob, bitch.
This is for you, man.
Yeah, Kluby.
Yeah, sure.
Shut up, Accident. All right, anyway.
I've set up 8 before.
You haven't set up anything, bro.
I have two.
Anyway.
Don't argue with me.
Dude, bro. You're fucking dead, man. Swear to God.
Yeah?
I have all your info. I know your number, your name. I got everything.
He's all, yeah.
You don't have to hear.
So you better chill, bro. I'll say it right now while we're recording.
You wouldn't dare.
I might. Well, I don't have
I'd
it
have
like.
I'd have to go to Doug's house and destroy the recording.
Yeah, right.
Probably won't happen. But anyway, get him moving right along. We're going to talk about setting up 8s. Now, Royal.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've done this before. You might have. I don't know.
We'll just talk theoretically.
Theoretically, if you wanted to set up an 8, it's easy, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's different methods, but I mean, like, it's not that hard, and they're made very common. You know, I've heard them being made on party lines and whatnot all the time.
Well, you know those Mr. Conference teleconferences, the free ones.
Right.
They're all over the country, and you know, the DDP always have comps and PLA and everybody else, you know, and they set them up on these Mr. Conference lines.
Yeah.
Because they're good, you know what I'm saying? They're fun.
Oh yeah.
Enter a 3-digit code and you're in. You know, they fit up to, I think, 30 people a room. You know. And there's some of those direct lines that I think fit up to 150 people. Now, they don't tell you those on the website. You have to go find them yourself. But once you do, it's the same company. It's run by Mr. Conference. It's 150 people now. If you want to get your friends in there who can't really call long distance, what better thing to do than to set up an 8, you know?
And they're very anonymous because they never really check ANI on these things anyway, at least that I would think.
Well, you can always out-divert to it, I mean, you know.
Exactly. Well, I mean, for the 8, yeah. But, you know, if you called where the destination is directly. You know,
oh, yeah, calling the destination number directly? No, it's a legal conference, I mean.
After a little harassment, I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Oh, yeah, that's a little inside joke there about some conference that I found. But anyway, so why don't you tell the listeners out there what's pretty much the easiest step-by-step way to get yourself a nice 800 number to point wherever you want, pretty much.
Well, pretty much the easiest way, I mean, if you're not really putting too much effort into it, if you're, you know, you're new to it, unfortunately, it might not last very long, but pretty much what you're going to do is you're going to want to change someone's residential line into a business line, you know, instead of looking for some...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got to get the hell out of here, so...
All right, Accident, you're out of here?
Yeah.
All right, you got any shouts before you leave?
My shouts go out to obviously Scott if he ever brings back the SoCal.
Yeah, most definitely.
Our great engineer Doug, even though he's a real dumbass. Lucky 225, even though he's a retard.
What's that? You're breaking up, Nick. I'm gonna be sure to edit him out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Is that an accident? You're out of here.
Yeah, I'm out.
All right, bro. Later,
later guys.
Later.
Happy trails.
All right, there he goes. All right, finally.
You guys can tell him apart.
Well, now we can start the real show.
Dude, turn off the phone.
All right, here's the real show.
All right, now we're really, now this is the real show.
Let's start recording.
Let's start recording now. This
yeah,
is a real deal.
Right,
welcome to Default Radio. We were just tricking accident to think he was thinking. Holy shit, I can't even talk now. Anyway, where the fuck were we?
So, yeah, our first subject. No.
Yeah, right.
Dude,
wait, before, you know, now I'm going to fall. Now I'm going to do the same thing. But did accident, like, interrupt every fucking thing that we were doing?
Well, we can't put all the blame on him. We can put the blame on, what was that, his sister? Or,
yeah,
what was that?
Sister.
That was his sister.
Yeah, but still, man, I mean, you know, do something about it. Shut her up. Mute your phone. Hang up. Something. We're recording here. You know, but
back to hoe, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah. Backer. That's what we encourage here at Default Radio. When those girls act up, you just smack the hoe. Smack her. Give her the pimp slap.
I think we should have Axon on more often. He's like that clown of the show or something.
Man.
Interrupts every 5 minutes.
We'd be playing right into his hands, man, if we had him on more often.
Moron? Did you say moron?
I only invited him on because I felt bad. Man, I can't even talk anymore. This is like...
Isn't it weird?
It's all Lucky's fault.
It is. No, but it's not Lucky's fault, man, because it is, you know, I have to let everyone know, just in case I didn't make it clear before, I'll reiterate, that we were supposed to record the show on Thursday to stream it on Friday, and I had some personal issues I had to deal with, and we couldn't do it. And Lucky was around. Doug was around. They were ready. They were waiting for me, you know, and I never showed up. I didn't tell anybody, so it's my fault, you know, my bad, whatever. But, you know, we did, you know, we couldn't find Lucky since fucking then. Call him up. He ain't there. He doesn't want to pick up. Who knows if he's at work, whatever. I don't know. Maybe he'll even call in. Who knows? So don't blame it on Lucky, Doug.
Don't blame it on Doug, Decoder.
I'm not blaming it on Doug. I just blamed it on myself, moron. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're blaming it on Doug.
Dude, all right. Well, hey, you're listening to this again. You're here. How twice I took responsibility for it.
You hurt my feelings.
Shut up, Doug. Now, can we get back into setting up eights? Yes, setting up eights.
Yeah, well, you know, we killed some time, but all right. We can talk about eights again. What was the last thing I said about eights? We got into the free conference center as an example.
All right, you were saying to get somebody's residential account, and I mean,
oh, that's right. That's
you just
right.
pick someone at random?
Right, yeah, so you can pick someone at random or, you know, like if you have a specific area, you know, go through your phone book or something. Find someone that has, say, Verizon, for example, if you want to use Verizon, you know, or AT&T or Sprint. You know, those are some good companies, I suppose. They probably, since they're bigger, you know, their eight will, like, work very fast. Some can start within, like, an hour after you set it up.
Yeah, they want to give it to you, the customer, you know.
Yep. So, you know, basically, you know, like I said, if you just want something fast and you're not, you know, you don't want to put that much effort into it and work on it that much, your basic gate would be just changing someone's residential account into a business account, because then when you have a business account, you know, you can have a toll-free number with it. And it's a toll-free number that you're going to direct to something such as a party line or, you know, a free conference center, for example. So, yeah, you're going to go and find someone, you're going to change their line to a business account and have a toll-free number that, you know, you prefer. And
yeah, pick any number. You know.
Yeah, and pick any number really, or if you have something specific, you can tell them. You know,
a vanity number if they have it available through the carrier
right.
you're going through.
They can
or have them suggest a number for you. You know,
well, depends on how long you want it. You know, if you're going to have a pretty short date, you know, no one's really going to give a fuck as long as they have something for free.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they care if it spells anything or if it's easy. If it's an eight, they're like out there all over it. Anyway, back to so you get somebody's residential account, you turn it into a business account.
Right, and you know, you just tell. You just go over, you know, it doesn't really matter what the rates are, just set up something. And if you don't want the person to know about their line being a business account, don't change anything on their account. Like, you know, don't disable their call waiting if they have it or anything. Leave it as normal as possible. your main goal is to get the toll-free number directed to, you know, your party line or your, you know, your free conference center or, you know, whatever you want the toll-free number to direct to. So pretty much they're going to go, okay, so the toll-free number, what would you like, sir? And, you know, you can have them, you know, generate something random. It might be similar to the phone number, the POTS number. For example, if the number was 617-555-1212, you're going to change, they're going to say, well, let's see if 1-800-555-1212 is available. And, you know, they'll have something with that probably. You know, and you just accept it because it doesn't really matter what the toll-free number is.
Yeah, try to sound like a real customer, like, you know, legitimate customer may want that number.
Exactly. So once you get your toll-free number, they're going to ask you where you want the toll-free number directed to. Now, by default, what they're going to do is they're going to have it directed to the regular POTS number. So in this case, 1-800-555-1212 is directed to 617-555-1212. You got to tell them and make sure you let them know, you know, before they skip the toll-free part. You got to let them know that you want that toll-free number directed to something else.
And then you give them the number you want it to direct to.
Exactly.
The conference number, your enemy, who you want people to call for free and harass him.
Wherever you want.
Yeah.
If they ask you questions, one thing you're going to want to, this is something you're going to want to answer them ready. You might want to tell them that it's your cell phone number or, you know, your voicemail or another business that you work for, something like that, so that they won't ask questions, you know, because sometimes they get suspicious when you want that toll-free number directed to another number that isn't for your own business.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But and usually they won't verify it, but there's no other way. I mean, you can't change the destination number temporarily.
Yeah.
But and that's pretty much it, really. After that, you know, you wait, and you know, sometimes it can take 24 to 48 hours. That's usually how long it takes. Other times, you know, like with Sprint, I think I've heard that Sprint will like activate it within like a few hours, actually.
Oh, so Sprint is good with it. They get that shit going right away.
Yeah, they get that shit going fast. But, you know,
nice.
Usually it's probably only going to last about, like, 24 hours. You know, you just got to keep doing it until you come up with one that's going to last a while. Now, as for making a toll-free number, and by the way, before I go on, it's also important to make sure that it's nationwide, make sure there's no restrictions so that, you know, people all around the country, sometimes even in Canada, can call the toll-free number.
Yeah, you want to get it to be reached from everywhere,
yeah.
Especially if you're giving it out for a conference or something, you know.
Yeah, you don't want any restrictions like, oh, well, hey, I'm in Massachusetts, I can call it, but this, you know, this guy, my friend in California and my friend in New Hampshire, they can't call it for some reason. You know, you want to make sure that it's nationwide with no restrictions. That's very important.
Exactly.
But to move on to something when you want to put more effort into your eights, and with my experience, unfortunately, there have been some downfalls, but I thought it was worth it because of how long some of my eights have lasted.
Wait, some of yours?
Well, you know, I'm using that as an example. Like
Yeah. Just if indeed you did set up any eights.
Right.
All
right. And, you know, if I was to make an eight, then...
Whoa, like who just called in?
Amen.
Lucky, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, dude.
Hey, Lucky. Welcome. We're on the air.
All right. Lucky 225 has joined the gang here at Default Radio.
Lucky. We're glad to have you here, especially, you know, on the subject of eights right now.
Oh, dude. You're not loud, though. What phone are you on?
Are you there?
Yeah, dude. What's up?
Yeah. I'm not loud. You can't hear me?
No, now you are, but get a little louder.
I'm on a POTS line, so hopefully you can hear me.
Oh, my God. Lucky's actually using a POTS line.
Dude,
well,
Lucky.
Actually, I'm using VoIP to get to you, though. I'm using a VoIP call.
Oh, you're using the VoIP card. Just make sure you speak up a little bit. We don't want to raise the levels later.
Okay.
All right. You don't hear me echoing, do you?
No.
Okay, good. Dude, we're halfway into the show. What's going on, bro?
Nothing, man. I've been sick for like 3 days. I haven't heard from any of you guys.
We've been calling you, trying to get you on AIM.
No, I've been over at my mom's house and shit because I've just been sick as hell.
Oh, that sucks, man. Dude, sorry I couldn't do it on Thursday, man. I had some shit going down.
Yeah, well.
But we're doing it right now.
So what have you guys discussed so far?
All right, so far, well, I don't want to rehash everything, but we went into, quick rehash. We went into Asterisk, Rigel 5. Had a little, you know, a little discussion thing about radio and a little bit more about VoIP and free will dial up than everybody else. And Royal's telling everyone how to set up eights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the top we're on right now, is pretty much setting up aids and, you know, giving some pointers and you know, explaining how they work. And, you know, if someone wants to, you know, exploit this, they'll, you know, have a little bit of information.
Just a little information on how to do it. Point at the number you want, and you're ready to go. And that's it. And that'll get billed to that person, right?
Well, of course they're going to be billed to, yeah.
So you better do it to somebody you don't like.
Yeah.
If you're, the unscrupulous people might just pick a random number out of the phone book. But I don't know. For me, if I was to do such a thing, I would at least pick someone that's an asshole to begin with. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure everybody can agree with me on that.
Especially because you know how we hackers and frickers like to own people.
Well, I don't like to own people. Speak for yourself.
Our enemies, that is. If you're probably already going to have enough information on that person to set up the aid anyway. So it helps to have some information on a person's residential account ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You want to have as much info as you can when you're doing this.
Yeah.
And that's a simple way to get yourself an 800 number up. But if you only want to do it for a conference, it's going to, you know, have it for 2 weekends in a row, you're good to go. It'll work. It'll be up until that fuck hits his bill.
Are you talking about the Verizon thing?
Well, we were using Verizon as an example.
Yeah, theoretical example.
Yeah, we were also talking about like AT&T and Sprint, for example. Like I've heard that Sprint, for example, you make a business account with Sprint with a toll-free number, it's often activated within like hours. You know, with AT&T, it's usually like probably like 24 to 48 hours. That they activated, I don't know, Verizon,
yeah, you know,
probably.
You know, there's another easy way to set up aids. The way we used to do it back in the day is we just pick up the yellow pages and page through them and find a company that has an 800 number and a POTS line listed, and then we'd call up a Resborg and we'd find out who owned the 800 number. We'd call them up and we'd say we're from the company and we're having problems with our PBX, and they'd be like, okay, well, what's the 800 number pointing to? And we'd give them the POTS line and the yellow pages, and they'd say, okay, where does the 800 number need to point to? And then we'd just tell them wherever we need it pointed to, and they'd just...
You know, I would like to say at this point, hypothetically speaking, completely and utterly hypothetically speaking,
yeah,
that works for normal landlines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You call it the
same thing.
You're like, hey, I'm Bob over here at fucking AutoZone, and our shit's broken. I went up to the...
AutoZone, theoretically.
Right, theoretically. I went up to the green box on the side of the building. I plugged in the phone. It was all weird, crazy. They're like, is there anything we can do for you? And you're like, well, I mean, you know, I don't know. They're like, we forwarded your number somewhere for you. And you're like, oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Why don't you forward that to, well, number
435.
Yeah, Royal, can you break out the...
I think we can drop
the number.
We can drop the Beehive number, can't we?
Well, you know, I don't want to. We already said AutoZone. I don't want to. We're like, I don't know, man. we're presenting a lot of evidence against ourselves.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all online if you just know the right directory to look in.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, Lucky, you sound really sick, man.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, I'm actually a lot better now.
Oh, man, you must have been fucked then. Dude, how did you feel on Thursday? How come you didn't get a replacement for me when I wasn't around?
Dude, oh, my God. On Thursday, I was so fucked, man. I was throwing up, you know.
Oh, that sucks, bro. Hey, I got a question for you, man.
What?
Now, I'm getting really amped about Hope. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting really amped. And, you know, a lot of people might say, oh, well, that shit is... It's fucking 7 months away or 8 months away or whatever, right? But I'm fucking old, man, and the older you get, the quicker time goes by.
Yeah.
So fucking, man, July to me is like fucking a week from now.
Yeah.
So I'm getting amped about Hope, right?
Let me tell you something. We used to go to DEF CON, and as soon as DEF CON was over, we were already planning for the next one.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's how it happens. You get amped, man. So I've been amped. I've been amped about Hope. And I was going to a few websites, pertaining to H2K2, right? And I came across, across an episode of Off the Hook from right after H2K2, right?
Uh-huh.
And you were actually a guest on that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I ask you a question, Lucky?
Why?
How come you sounded older then?
What the fuck is that supposed to be? Oh, yeah, that was my older stand-in, yeah.
Dude, You sounded different, bro. I was like, that's not fucking Lucky. He sounds like Lucky's dad or something.
Well,
the only and it's funny that you laugh at that, because the only thing that gave it away was the laugh.
Oh, God.
You love your laugh, Lucky.
So what's the deal with that, Lucky?
You might want to give this radio show a little listen later on.
Wait, Lucky, you really have to speak up, though. Your levels are very low.
Oh, shut the hell up.
No,
we got Doug. Isn't Doug on here recording?
No, seriously, you are low. You're the quietest one on here so far.
Yeah.
What you mean, Lucky, is you want to turn your phone the fuck up.
I'm sick. I'm not gonna go around trying to find the right phone and all this.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. But I just wanted to ask why it was like your dad on off the hook.
You won't like my dad. Trust me, that sounds nothing like my dad.
Well, dude, it didn't sound like you either.
Hey, here's another question, too. Are the DEF CON and the HOPE conventions, like, what are the date conflicts on those for next year? Because they always run, like, right the fuck next to each other.
HOPE is July 9th through the 11th.
Yeah, and I think DEF CON's near the end of July, the beginning of August, right?
A couple of weeks apart. Two or three weeks apart.
They always run those really close together, and it makes it hard for people who want to go to both of them.
Well, yeah, exactly, because if you want to go to both and you live far away from each one of them, you know, you're saving up for, what, two trips?
Right, and you got to get your time off from, like, that stupid job that, like, you know, you spend flipping burgers and shit.
Months away from work to go to HOPE and DEF CON.
Right.
But no. So apparently Lucky has, he's discovered some sort of, I don't know, fountain of youth or something, where he was older at age 2K2.
Hold on.
All right. Well, yeah, let's stop the show while Lucky told us to hold on. It would be really quiet and just have dead air, right?
Dead air's cool. Well.
Not there. Are you still there?
Yeah, man, I'm still here.
You're also really quiet, bro.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking...
Hello?
I don't know. I'm on crack.
You're over there.
Theoretically.
He's over there coding, man.
Theoretically on crack.
You say, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm just fighting with asterisks still.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, not there. He's over there coding. Doing something. Something that's fucking up and not working well for him.
Hey, fuck you.
Decoder.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something.
Well, this is a show. This is Default Radio, so I hope it's nothing personal.
No, I'm just commenting on your fountain of youth, you know.
Okay, yeah.
I really wish I could find, like, a fountain of age if I definitely sounded older in there, because I'm really getting tired of the shit about my age.
Well, what do you mean? Well, how old are you, Lucky? 20?
I'm 20. I'm turning 21, you know, in March.
Okay.
And I'm really going to get tired of fucking getting carded and shit whenever I go to buy booze and stuff, you know.
Dude, let me tell you. I'm 26 right now. And I still get carded to buy alcohol up until maybe like a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And I was getting carded to buy cigarettes when I was 24, 25, all the time.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I get the same shit, too, man. I got
it just happens, right?
Damn, on my soul.
It happens, man.
Yeah,
I don't know, though.
But I can just see people still saying that. I can just see people that are going to say, no, this is fake. Get out of here. You know?
I don't know. I'm just saying that you sounded like you were about 30 or 40 years old on Off the Hook.
Oh, God. Oh, I mean, I'm just saying because, you know, when I moved to Texas for that short time, you know, I didn't have a job or anything. So I took my $10 that I had, and I bought some lottery tickets.
Uh-huh.
Well, I actually won. And so I won $40, and I went to cash this lottery ticket, and the guy looks at my ID and says, no, this is fake. Get out of here.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, he said it was fake.
I would have told him to suck a cock.
I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know, man. You should have just played him the off the hook. He would have been like, oh, okay, never mind. I'm serious, bro. We're going to use that for the intro. That's like the third thing that I've committed to using for the intro. We're going to have like a 45-minute long intro with everything I said we're going to use for the intro on this episode. I'm serious, but we're going to use that. It was you, you know, it was actually you were relating getting the HRIDs from AT&T.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you were relating. And I was like, man, that's like Lucky's dad or something. Lucky's dad is a social engineer.
Whatever, man.
As opposed to accidents dad, who's a sanitation engineer.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I
dude, Accident was talking crazy shit about you earlier.
What was he saying?
He was talking shit. You'll hear it. I told him, and I let him know that you were going to come kill him.
Yes.
Was he saying it on default, or he was saying it?
Oh, yeah. You'll hear it later.
No, he was saying it right on default. And this is live, by the way, Lucky. We're streaming live. No, I'm lying. We're not streaming.
Previously recorded.
Dakota, I was going to go play that stupid voicemail because I think it's about time.
Well, you know, this is just to let everyone know, yes, Default Radio was pre-recorded in front of a live studio audience. Just to let everyone know.
Yeah, we're the studio audience, right?
Or is it
Doug and everyone in his basement?
Yeah, I'm fucking calling the voicemail.
Right now, Rigel 5 is going to call some voicemail.
Well, I got to fucking wait for the goddamn laser bullshit to get through it. I'll be back in a second.
All right, Rigel 5 apparently has this laser voicemail that he acquired, and he's been getting some strange messages in it, and he's going to play us one of the funniest ones that I've heard in a while off of his voicemail. But everybody seems to like his voicemail number because they call it up, and they just leave these weird things in there.
And speaking of voicemail, Decoder, did you ever get that mailbox unlocked? You know what I'm talking about.
No, I didn't, and we're going to have to come up with a different plan about that. I had a good plan, though.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to fucking go through the stupid advertisement. You can dial, like, zero or whatever. What are the fucking...
Yeah, I hear you, man.
All those fucking advertisements they have, I'm always like, but I don't want that.
Well, hey, nocharge.com, that's a good one.
Right, the fucking... The fucking long distance for the state of Washington, I'm always like, but I don't care.
Where it's like 15 cents a minute and you think it's a deal? That crap?
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with that. By the way, for everybody out there who wants a free voicemail box, laser voicemail, the number is 206-376-5000, I'm trying to say.
You can call 1,000 or 5,000.
1,000 or 5,000. 206-376-1000 or 206-376-5000. You get yourself a free mailbox. And, you have to listen to like 30, 40, 60 seconds of advertisements. Before you get to listen to your messages. But when somebody calls to leave you a message, they don't have to hear any advertising. So it's pretty cool. It's legal. You don't have to watch your ass when you're calling it, you know, which I'm sure plenty of people who've had some illegal voicemails may have been caught up in something. I don't know. Not me. But, Roger, you got that voicemail ready? Rigel?
Sorry, I'm on the line.
I think he's listening to ads.
Oh, okay. Man, Lucky, you sound sick, bro.
Hello, this is Donnell. I would appreciate it, you know, if somebody could return one of my calls back, you know, because I need to speak with someone about my money here because I'm about to get put out of my house. You know, I've been trying to get in contact with somebody. Won't nobody answer none of my calls, won't return no calls, you know. And so I need for somebody to talk to me. Okay, thank you. My number is 206.
Don't listen to this
one here. I would appreciate it if somebody could return this call. Thanks.
He left another one, too. I don't know if he really wants
to. Tuesday, December 2nd at 8:44
Pacific time. You don't need to know what hour.
I'm like, you don't need to know the hour.
To repeat, press 3.
All right, everyone listening, press 3.
On your win app.
Are you done?
I think there's one more, but I can't fucking DTMF over next stuff.
Oh, hold up.
Somebody hit me.
Saved. Message. Two.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Stacy. This is Donnell. I would appreciate, you know, if you could return my call because I would like to hear from you or Johnny or somebody, you know, to fill me in on what's going on, you know. So, you know, I would appreciate you call me back at 291.
All right, I'll be back.
I think he dropped. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Like, the only way I can fucking hang up on a three-way call is to fucking disconnect cold call.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I know. Well, fucking Nets, though. I can't DTM up over three-way in order to disconnect on one of them, I think.
Well, Rigel, apparently, some guy.
Right, that's not really the first weird voicemail I've had on my laser.
And well, looks like that guy got ripped off by somebody for some money, and now he's being kicked out of his house.
Right.
And for a callback number, they gave a fake voicemail number. It just happened to be yours.
Right, well, I mean, it's a pretty sweet number. I mean, I don't really care. People can leave me voicemails. 206-222-6686. You know, I mean, hey, give me some shouts or whatever.
Leave messages like that.
Right, yeah, just give me shit to listen to. But, yeah, you know, it's like, I don't know, I've gotten, like, weird ones where, like, some lady was calling up and she's like, I need to get my daughter to the band practice and I need directions. If you guys could just give me a... And, like,
who the fuck is giving out your number, bro?
Well, furthermore, like, if you call my number, like, you just hear, like, a couple seconds of dead silence, and then it bounces you into the fucking voicemail thing.
Yeah, right? I don't get it. There's no greeting on your voicemail, bro.
Well,
you know, Decoder, I had that test mailbox from Verizon, and for the longest time on the greeting it just said, "You've reached a GTE test mailbox." And then, like, I check the voicemails all the time, and I get all kinds of crazy messages from people on there saying, "You never return my calls." Oh, you know, just all kinds of weird people leaving messages.
Man, you know, I have about 40,000, 50,000 voicemail numbers, and I never get any weird messages. The only time I get any weird messages is when it's from Whitesword. That's it. Whitesword will play, like, Darth Vader soundboard or Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard in my voice. That's the only thing I get, and I know it's always from Whitesword. So, I mean, I don't know, man. You guys are lucky getting weird messages. I would love that shit. I would love to get some weird messages in my voicemail, but, you know, I don't. It sucks. But anyway.
Anyway.
Moving right along. Lucky, is there anything you wanted to talk about now that you're here, but we could barely still hear you?
Shut the fuck up. Can you seriously not hear me?
Dude, you're very low. Yes. You're not as loud as you usually are.
Hold on a second. Let me change phones.
All right. Is this a show, or are we just like, is this a conference call?
It's a quote.
All right, can you guys hear me better or no?
There you go, bro.
Yeah, now I can't hear you. Great. Hold on, let me turn up the volume.
What phone's your ear?
Yeah, right.
Oh, God damn it, the phone doesn't have volume on it.
Oh,
this is bullshit. Anyways.
Lucky, just talk. If you can hear me, just talk about something.
Just laugh.
Oh, man. Wow. Default radio.
Well, let's see. What is there to talk about? I fixed my Packet 8 problems, finally.
Except for the fact that you can't hear us?
No, I'm not on Packet 8.
Oh, okay.
I'm on a landline, remember?
You know how clear he sounds? He's not on Packet
8. Oh, you just switched phones. Okay, I thought you switched, like, phones. Never mind. I'm retarded.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I switched phone lines, You didn't hear me ringing or anything, but I
switched
phone lines.
Dude, it's been ringing and toning for the past 2 hours on this fucking line, okay?
Actually, you know what? I'm about to rant about next time.
No, we haven't. What the f*** are you talking about?
Okay.
No, dude, fucking next time. Like, you know how bullshit that is that I can't DTMF in three-way calls?
I don't understand that. Trapped here, have you run into this problem?
Dude, I've only had my Nextel for like 12 hours, dude.
You can't. It's fucking, not today. I gotta fucking, give me an email address for you sometime, and like, I'll fucking email you the carrier RSS software for the Nextel.
Oh, yeah?
That's hot shit if you have a Nextel. Everyone fucking needs the carrier RSS software. There's a lot of things you can do to your phone. The biggest thing that I did, and it actually helped me out the other day, I was fucking downtown in Seattle, and, like, I fucking pick up my phone to make a call, and, like, I fucking call Murdoch back, because he fucking called me or whatever, you know? So, yeah, I give him a call back, and fucking, like, it's all, like, you know, all services are busy or whatever, and my phone immediately redials, and it goes through, and I'm like, cool. And I was thinking to myself, that's right, because all iDEN phones have this, it's like an access value, and all the phones that they sell you are all set to all zeros. And with this access value, it basically determines who gets priority on the cell tower.
Not bad.
And I just set mine to all F, so it's FF, as opposed to all zero. So I have the highest priority Nextel allows for on their tower. So basically when I made that recall, or that retry attempt, I either forced somebody to switch towers or forced a call drop.
Wow.
And it's really easy to do. You got to get the data cable for it. What's that?
Oh, you can't do the over-the-air provisioning with it? Fuck. Oh, well.
But, you have to get the data cable for it, but I don't know what phone you have. I have the I-88.
I got the I-730.
Okay, because like the I-88 also has NM, what is it, NMEA or whatever
NMEA
it is.
NMEA output, yeah, for the GPS.
Yeah, like, which is really fucking tight because most cell phones, and that's something that kind of bugs me. If you're going to fucking throw a GPS device in there, like, fucking let me use it.
Yeah, Nextel seems to be the only provider that lets you do it. Like, my I-730 has it, the I-88, the I-55SR has it too.
Right, and let me tell you guys, like, that's the ticket, like, because what, like, we fucking do is we take our Sharp Zoruses, get the fucking serial cable for the Sharp Zorus, which is expensive, hook it up to the phone, and you got yourself, like, a fucking PDA and a cell phone, which you carry with you at all times. But then you got a fucking war driving machine, too, with GPS all built in. And it's like, boom, right there in your pocket.
Very nice.
You know, and it's, even if you're using it on a laptop, it's still pretty sweet, and it lets you use the GPS while you're talking on the phone.
Yeah.
And the data cable's all set up so you can hook power up to it, too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's better than a $150 Fat Farm faceplate, right?
Yeah, no fucking shit. I mean, like, I dropped a couple bucks on it, and I have, like, both the USB cable, because the USB cable was, like, hella cheap, and the serial cable was, like, $45. I was like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
But whatever, I mean, like, either way, you just, like, I'll push over you need Windows for it, but you can run it on Wine, I think.
Cool.
But, yeah, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff you can change, like, you can probably fuck the living hell out of your phone. It's a lot easier to add addresses and stuff with the carrier RSS software, too.
Yeah, I'll definitely be emailing you about that.
It's a rival private project nexus.org. It actually works. I don't get online much, but I'll be able to push it over to you.
Cool.
But, yeah, it's a fucking nifty software.
Very nice.
Wow, man, I am out of cigarettes.
I just lit up another one, you bastard.
Oh, fuck you, I heard. That's what reminded me.
Hey,
you fucking
Decoder?
That's
a lighter.
Lucky what?
Why the fuck are you always smoking on the show? It's like, I'll be sitting here talking about something, and then I ask you for your opinion, and you're like, hold on, I'm lighting up.
Because smoking's good. It's good, clean fun. I encourage all the listeners that they should take up smoking. It's a wonderful habit. It's healthy.
God.
It's good for you.
Under 18, who are using the roof trampoline?
Exactly.
Perfect.
I mean, smoking, it's good for you. It's fun. It makes, and the most important thing, which a lot of people don't realize, because they should put this in the media, like they used to, but they don't anymore for whatever politically correct reasons. But smoking makes you cool.
Fuck up.
Yeah, a large portion of my coolness comes from the fact that I inhale.
That's it.
They were talking about that at South Park, actually.
South Park is right. Smoking makes you cool. And if you're cool already, if you say, well, I'm cool already, I don't need to smoke, well, fuck, smoking will make you more cool.
You'll just be like uber
cool.
You'll be fucking elite, man, if you smoke.
I don't know, Ashton smokes, and he isn't cool.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Well, there's always an exception
to
the rule.
You know, there's always exceptions, exactly. Like, accident, there's no help for him.
No, he smokes because he thinks it will make him cool, but it's just not working well enough.
I think
he's probably more cool than he would be if he didn't smoke.
That's what I tell him.
Yeah,
I try not to smoke during the week. So, like, I try to bicycle all the time, but on the weekend.
I try to smoke when I'm asleep.
That's what I try to do.
If I'm sleeping, that's when I'm not smoking.
I think we have a difference of opinion on this one, Decoder, because I think if an accident took a little more time concentrating on something else besides his cigarette fix, that he might actually learn a thing or two instead of, you know...
What are you talking about, dude? Like...
Dropping my scanner in the post office and having my batteries fly everywhere, and then yelling terrorist at me.
Lucky. Are you still harping on that? That was like last year,
dude. That was like a couple months ago, and like
that was like in May, bro.
I forget Denny's.
Yeah, bro. I was back in Michigan when you fucking ranted about that fucking story. That was like a long time ago.
So long ago.
I forget the stories about him and Denny's.
I'm just saying, man. He's a little clumsy. I think if he concentrated on some other things besides smoking. You know.
Dude, you can smoke and type at the same time.
Yeah, I can smoke and do anything at the same time.
Yeah, you guys can, but actually can't.
The show's not about accident, but here's the thing, kids. Accident's 15, okay, so you shouldn't be smoking. If you want to smoke and you want to be cool, you got to be 18.
All right? That's a legal thing.
That just brought you by Philip Morris.
That's the first legal thing you've said all day.
Shut up, bro. I've said everything I say is perfectly legal. I don't incriminate myself whatsoever on T-Fall Radio. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Is this just like...
We only incriminate kids like accident.
Wait,
by the way, he lives in Chino Hills, and the Chino Hills Police Department's phone number is...
Yo, let me ask this. When's this going to stop being a show and turn back into, like, just the conference? Are we ever going to wrap this up?
I think pretty much whatever you say the word, dude.
And what else was on the show notes? Is there anything else to discuss?
No, wait. What did you just say? Show notes? What are those? I write those after the show.
Wait, what show?
Yeah, right? Oh, Default Radio. Yeah, episode 3, which is what we're doing right now. Where Lucky has finally joined us. This is
Yeah, let me play that 9 million
recording. I'm a little out of it.
We can
it's a good thing we ditched the first show that we did earlier when Lucky wasn't on here, that we spondipated on all that information about how to, like, compromise government security.
Yeah, that was good. We were blue-boxing calls. Lucky, you should have heard it. We threw off the show because we did too many illegal things.
Well,
we blue-boxed calls out of Citibank, Venezuela. We were fucking doing all sorts of crazy shit.
Born.
Hack-soaring into fucking government fucking databases.
I was beige-boxing lies.
Yeah, the whole thing was a beige box show. We were just beige boxing on a CO.
Right. But, like, then we decided that it was, like, way too dry. We just didn't crack enough jokes.
Hold on just a second.
Yes, let's all stop again. When Lucky says to hold on, the show stops.
This is really bad radio.
All right, you know what? I think we are. We have to start wrapping this up. We're going to get into some phone calls.
Yeah, we got to call the trillion line.
Yeah.
We're going to call it when Lucky gets back.
Now, first...
Because he'll just start fucking interrupting. He'll just come in and be like, Decoder, you fucking...
As a matter of fact, just 1 second. You know, I've noticed that it's been hard to contact 2600. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, it has been hard. I haven't been able to get in touch with them, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I think I should, you know, try to give them a call.
Try to give them a call, Royal.
Yeah, hold on. Let me try to do that right now.
All right.
Are being connected. All
right.
The number you have reached, 2600, is not in service at this time. No further information is available. The number you have reached, 2600, is not in service at this time. No further information is available.
Well, some shit must have went down over at...
I guess I can't get a hold of them.
That sucks.
Damn. Oh, well.
Well, did Lucky ever get back, that fucker?
No.
All right, good. All right, who wants to call the other number?
I can't, because the stupid Nexel. That bitches me out. Like, you have to wait for a fucking call to, like, connect and wait, like, 5 seconds before Nexel allows you to through the router.
Right. Well, rants about Nexel.
Well, this number right here, though, which is probably, I think, and Roger 5, you found this. Well, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, you pointed me to the fucking exchange. You just got distracted by something else a little earlier.
Yeah, we won't even get into that. But there's a cool number that Roger 5 found. And who wants to dial it up?
I'll do it.
All right, I'm going to say it out. It's 248. 771-0023.
All right, hold up.
All right. And this is a fucking cool number.
There are a couple other error messages right around there that are nifty, but they aren't as nifty.
Yeah, this is the best one. Okay. It's happening.
Hello.
What's going on, bro?
We transfer you to a service representative.
What the hell?
Well, who called Citibank?
You interrupted my recording.
Who the fuck called Citibank?
I don't know.
Is it Lucky? He's going to release his social.
De control de calidad y mejora de servicio.
Right, esta
llamada podrá ser monitoreada.
Dude, what are you doing, Lucky?
Lucky.
I thought we were going to blue box Citibank.
Con Ricardo, ¿en qué lo podemos ayudar?
Yeah,
well, we were going to blue box you, but we're not going to anymore. Bye.
Muy bien.
Quick.
¿Cómo está?
Que llamar a partir de las 7 de la mañana.
Blue box.
Vino español.
Hey, Lucky, what are you doing, bro?
Make
what are you doing, Lucky?
What?
We
hang up on Citibank.
That was
fucking call the goddamn test number again.
That was a joke, bro. I
thought you guys wanted to blue box it.
Dude, I want on the radio. Lucky, you're obviously, I don't know, you're obviously under the weather. You probably have a fever. You know.
We did the wrong number. Okay, I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, we're playing another number. Hold up. Hopefully. Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Is Doug doing it? Give him a... what the fuck? I just want to make some calls. That's all. Nothing big.
Who do you want to call?
Well, Doug's supposed to be calling something right now.
Well, fuck him. Who do you want
to call? We're going to have to edit all that dead air out because my phone wire came out. All right, here we go. I'm going to call the trillion number up.
All right, fine. We're going to call it again. This is 248-771-0023 for everybody out there taking fucking notes.
Right.
Please deposit 9,999,999,000,000 and 7 cents.
All right, who got the red box?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me just get that out of my cell phone.
Now, what was it? 9 trillion.
Yeah.
How many times do you have to put? How many quarters is that?
That's going to be a lot of quarters.
Well, the whole problem is it's fucking 7 cents.
Well, you can put in one quarter. You know, and that's just one.
Yeah.
Do you have penny tones?
I don't think this is a thing.
What do you? There is a dollar tone, you know. Supposedly, it's like one. Oh, what is it? A millisecond. It's
because
like
those gold dollar things that were out for a while.
Well, it's basically like 4 × 10⁻¹⁰ quarters.
We're getting into. I don't know if I could count up that high.
No. I think you'd probably get lost somewhere halfway through.
Yeah. You'd have to get an operator on that one.
I'd be like, yeah.
Well, anybody wants to call that, you know, that's not some sort of thing we put together ourselves. That's 248-771-0023. Roger 5 found it. I don't know what the fuck they're doing with that.
So, interestingly enough, that's yet another one of those goofy Celex over there in Michigan.
Yeah, they a lot of these Celex, I don't know.
There's also a real-time ANAC on that.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah, anyway, moving right along. So, Lucky, you still there?
Yeah.
Dude, why'd you try to blue box Citibank?
Oh, I was just calling them. I thought someone else was gonna send a clear forward or something.
Man, you're definitely sick. You're, like, delusional. Because I was just making a joke that we were doing that before, which we weren't. It was just a joke. Then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, you want to call Citibank? Don't tell anyone you're going to do it.
You're just like, hold on, I'll be back in a minute.
We didn't know what you were doing.
Thought you were spanking the monkey.
Hey, I heard someone playing a clear forward C's when I called that.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean,
it wasn't me.
None of
I
this.
Swear.
Yeah. Wait, who? Wait, it wasn't who?
It wasn't me. I swear.
Okay, you swear. Well, then we have to believe
you. It wasn't me.
I think someone that isn't mentioned on this show probably joined the conference right at that moment.
Yeah.
Through a clear forward.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with sending the clear forward. It's just sending the C's afterwards.
Ah, which we didn't do.
That's true.
Just to let everyone know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you
well,
could.
I figured we might let our listeners, you know, have a little audio ear candy, if you will.
Well, what's the number to Citibank Venezuela? Just to let them know.
It's 800-418-9692, I think. Let me double check on that. Hold
all right. Well, if you indeed were to seize Citibank Venezuela, you could theoretically call off of it. I think only within Venezuela. I don't think you can call out of the country. I could be mistaken. I've never done it. Nobody else has either.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's 800-418-9893. I was way off.
418-9893, and you can get Citibank Venezuela. And you can't dial out of Venezuela off of that, can you?
You can dial within Venezuela.
That's it, though.
Yeah, that's it. You can't keep both two out. Are we going to give them some ear candy? We can send a clear forward over there.
You want to just fucking send a clear forward?
Yeah, I actually do have
the tone.
It's 2,600 and 2,400 hertz for 130 milliseconds.
I'm sorry, I only have 2,600, and it's not for that an exact.
So 26 plus 24 for 130 milliseconds.
I can give you 2 seconds.
All right, so we're gonna. Well, I guess we're gonna find out.
130 milliseconds.
Yeah.
For those of you curious, the 2,600 tone alone, most famous, sounds like this.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very ear-piercing loud.
Yes. That would be 2,600.
Like yes.
But their number's not in service, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, they're not in service. We tried.
We tried. I don't know what to tell you now. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you have that 911 thing?
I do. I was in, you know, I tried contacting 911, and I was unable to get a hold of them either when I had an emergency.
Really?
Yeah,
what happens when you call them?
It's just telling me that it's out of service, and you know I can't call an N11 code. I mean, that's pretty fucked up.
Right.
Maybe I'll call in a couple of minutes. You know what I mean? If I can
call 911 live on the air.
I know.
Shut the fuck up, Doc. We don't want to encourage anybody, actually.
Yeah, don't try this at home, kids.
Yeah, let's not do it here either.
All right, so you want the 24, 26 C's?
Yeah.
There
you
go.
It's a clear Ford, actually. Let me hear it again. You're going to have to do it a little louder than that.
All right, hold on a second.
A little louder. You're so low.
I don't know why I always thought that it was just the 2600 hertz tone to see the trunk.
Yeah, it is on R1 signaling. That's perfect. On R1 signaling, which is, you know, what the American system used back in the 70s.
That's
you just blew the 2600 and then KP plus number plus start, and you're on your merry way. On C5, though, you got to send a clear forward. And then the switch then sends a release guard, and then you have to send the C's. Now, this has a few advantages to prevent fraud, because if you send the clear forward, and then the switch sends back a release guard, the receiving switch is going to ask, it's going to be thinking, well, why is the release guard being sent, and if I didn't send a clear forward? And it's going to drop your call so you can't seize it.
Mm.
It's a little preventive measure, which is why that's why you can't blue box off a lot of the 800 numbers from the U.S. Well, people in the U.K. can, is because the U.K. international switches don't listen for that release guard; they just kind of ignore it.
Mm.
Well, the U.S. international gateways do listen for it, and they'll drop your call if they hear it.
And I'm guessing that it's not not on the listening. It's not sent through. Why can't I think of the right term? Because you know everything was signaled. You know, around, especially around the 70s.
In band, you mean?
In band. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, everything is in band on C5. But the thing is, you have to program these international gateways to listen for the clear forward. On default, they ignore it.
Mm.
But it has been suggested by the ITU, or CCITT, that they should now be listening for it to prevent fraud and whatnot. So that way, if a release guard is set in air, the call should then just be dropped and the trunk reset.
I don't suppose there's a way. I mean, is the release guard signal sent, you know, through in-band?
Yeah, apparently there is a way.
You could just play really loud noise, like right.
No, because it's coming in the reverse direction. You got to understand the international gateway is SS7 on your end because
that's
it's from America.
I didn't know it would go through SS7. Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Oh well.
You know, it's a digital to analog conversion.
So Lucky, anyway, now what are you going to do with Citibank Venezuela?
We're gonna send a clear forward, and then it's gonna send the release guard, and then it'll probably drop our call after that release guard is heard.
So we're not seizing anything. Good.
Yeah, we won't be in order to seize it after we send the clear forward. We'll hear the release guard flip, and then we'd have to send a seize tone in order to seize that trunk.
Okay.
Unfortunately, like, even if we tried to seize it, I don't think it would work. I think our call would be dropped as soon as that release guard is sent back from Venezuela.
So white noise, nothing's going to help.
I have a pretty good source that there is a way to get past the guard tones.
Well, how the hell are you, I mean, it's sent through a separate, go ahead, Lucky.
Yeah, it's sent in different directions. So there's not. You can send all the audio down your line that you want, but that release guard is still coming in the opposite direction. And
as soon as
that switch hears it, it's gonna drop your call.
Right. And if the signal isn't sent through, the same line that you're talking through, the in band signal, it's not. So there's nothing to do.
No, it is sent on that same. It's sent on the same path. It's just the gateway's what's bridging you between Venezuela and, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's the gateway which monitors, with, you know, both directions.
Well, enough fucking talking about it. Let's just fucking do it.
Let me just get, exactly. Can we get
let's
to
do it? Let's get this shit going.
Do we got the clear floor set up?
Yeah. 1 second. Here we go.
Yeah, that sounds good enough.
Yeah, sounds does sound good. Let's go, Lucky. Call it up. Citibank Venezuela. That's what we're gonna call. What was that number again? I forgot. Somebody wrote it down, listening, hopefully, because I fucking didn't.
I didn't either.
Por favor, manténgase en la línea mientras conecto su llamada con Citibank Venezuela.
Actually,
thank you for calling Citibank. Please stay on the line while we transfer you to a service representative.
This part is actually at the specific until we get transferred over to their C5 trunk.
Right.
And you'll hear it transfer.
Let me know when to clear it.
Para de control de calidad y mejora de servicios, esta llamada podrá ser monitoreada.
Try it again. Try it a little louder.
Buenos días, gracias por llamar a City Phone Bank. Hablo con Ricardo, ¿en qué lo podemos ayudar?
Give us a second, we're trying to send a clear forward.
That's why we're here to pick up.
What the hell happened, man?
It's funny.
No, that's not going to work, pleasant tone. This ain't going to work. It's only, really, you have to do it, you could hear it. You could actually hear when there's that little bit of dead silence between the ring.
Exactly. That's when you're supposed to throw it through.
Right.
Want to try it again one more?
You can send it after the person has already answered.
Yeah, we've dropped them before. We dropped them.
It's got to be the quality of his line or something. Just
I think it might be that it's going through the bridge and everything else.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that too. All
right. Well, you know, if that succeeded, that guy would have just went away. And the whole call would have, probably.
Hmm. Well, hold on just 1 second.
Are we going to try it again?
Remember, we can edit this.
Lucky, we're doing a fucking radio show. Don't tell me to hold on. I don't know if you're going to take a shit or if you're going to call Citibank. I'm serious, bro.
I'm going to my computer. That's why I said hold on.
All right, well, see, I don't know. You got to tell us this. This is default radio. I forgot for like a half hour that we were doing a radio show, by the way.
Can you send me that wave?
Lucky, I still got to work.
Sure. How can I send it to you?
On AIM or anything?
Oh, dude, I can't use it on AIM. My AIM.
Oh my God. Well, what do you want that you can send it to me fast?
What?
Dude, I can email it to you. That's the fastest I can
do. Okay, lucky225@2600.com. Go ahead and send it.
Tool.
If it was still in my.
Who just said that?
Fuckers.
It was reflex, dude. I had no choice.
just a reflex.
Wait, what did he say? I missed it.
Nothing.
That's all right.
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
I want to listen to the show. I don't care about it.
We here at Default Radio neither endorse nor, well, yeah, we endorse everything. That's it. We endorse everything.
So in that case, Osama bin Laden's great.
Shut up.
Free Iraq. Put Saddam back in power.
Dude, that's not what I fucking meant, bro. That right there, nobody's going to hear that.
Al-Qaeda forever.
That's right. Keep making comments like that.
We just have to edit this whole fucking thing, man. This ain't gonna stream until like this is next week's show.
Is he done that fucking wave already?
It's on its way, man.
Well, Lucky and Not Theory, you're both really low.
Oh, shut the hell up.
The wave, it's on its way.
Oh, there you go.
Why don't you just throw it up on the KT site or a website somewhere?
Because he's too lazy.
That's how I always do it. I never do file transfers or
anything. So now I have to freaking forward this to my Hotmail account or something.
Oh, poor Lucky. Who's lazy now?
Yeah, that's why you always got pissed when I remember. When I used to we used to send WAV files of us talking on the bridge.
Shut up.
Wait, what happened? I never heard any of these WAV files.
No, that was funny. We were like, "Hey, Lucky, this is the place to be." We just wanted to let you know after you forward it to your Hotmail.
Yeah, fucking
I can put it on a web page if you want. Let's just fucking do it.
Yeah, fine, do that. That'd be a lot easier.
No, fucking Doug has recordings of every single cop ever. Like
he does.
What are you talking about?
That's what we should have done, Doug. On Friday night, since he didn't change the fucking website, you should have just streamed like recordings from the SoCal.
It would just be like milliwatts being freeway'd and
never mind. Actually, you could have played the call with Prism and AT&T security and everything.
Oh, the old PLA Joe.
So what words are we like not allowed to say again?
We're not allowed to say anything anymore because I think we're going to wrap this show up.
Yeah. Can't say.
We're not going to wrap this show up because I'm waiting for Not Theory to send me that damn wave.
Already. All right, motherfucker, just give me 2 seconds.
Oh, wow. Yes, somebody start whistling.
Oh, my God, you dropped my trunk.
Dude, where's my clear forward?
What the hell is up with
Why don't we just have a commercial break?
Yeah, yes. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
With our few sponsors.
Hi, this show is brought to you by Verizon.
Okay, here you go. Entanglement.net/s.wave. That's it.
Fucking Windows Media Player is opening.
Well, that's what you get, bro.
Yeah. Shit has to happen to me, doesn't it?
We're not supposed to say that word.
There's a lot we can't say. You can't say, and don't say, and whatever you don't say, fucking say. All right? None of that.
We won't.
You're lucky. You're running Windows 98. What the fuck's up with that?
Don't worry about it, right, dude? Second edition rocks. That's all I got
to
say.
Yeah, I have to say, all right.
God, here we go.
I have to say that out of all the Windows, 98 SE is the most stable.
You know, Dakota, we're already at like 1 hour and 40 minutes. We don't have time for this 30-minute rant.
Hey, it's not a 30-minute rant. It's a 1 second thing. 98 SE is the most stable Windows. Fuck all of you. It is.
That is the truth. It is.
It's the most stable one, bro. XP sucks my fucking god.
It's amazing how long XP has been running without giving me any shit.
My fucking shit has been up for fucking years.
My shit's been up for years, too.
My shit's been up since 98.
No,
it hasn't, bro. You're the one with the driver's problems and everything.
Interestingly enough, Dakota, in 98 and 95, there's actually a bug which will crash Windows after approximately 47 days.
Doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, it does. 47 days.
And not on second edition.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they fixed it in second edition?
Yes, exactly. So that's all I'm saying.
I thought that was the funniest bug ever. They have a fucking timer bug that crashed after 47 days.
Yeah, they have to, you know, the blue screen of death gets lonely. But it is. I don't care what anybody says. 98 SE is the most stable Windows.
We haven't even run XP, though, so you can't really say anything.
Dude, all right. Never mind. Not even going to fucking tell you.
I've had it
on other fucking boxes. I don't fucking like it.
Yeah, XP fucking sucks.
If you have to use Windows, use 98 SE.
Well, I'll be sure to get that.
Fucking Doug, you just like XP because you think it looks cool.
Dude, I run like the classic look for crying out loud. It runs fine. It doesn't give me any shit.
Well, hey,
I don't run
Red
Hat. I run
shit.
Fucking XP.
I think I got this working now.
Boy, those listeners really love all this.
I know. They're gonna love it. This is gonna be their favorite episode. They'd be like, remember that 2-hour episode where it sounded like we were just on a cough?
That wave doesn't even fucking work.
You know why? Because we're running 98.
Dude, you got Windows Media Player 7. Don't bitch to me.
No, yeah,
Windows
Wave does not work.
Dude, I'm playing it right now.
Well, that's not the way you sent me.
Dude, get Winamp, man.
Yo, motherfucking XMMS, yach.
That's because Rigel's all about the OG.
Dude, you know, I hate to break it to you, but, like, OG is just better.
All right, fine. It's better. It's smaller. That's good.
Higher quality, too.
Okay, fine. You got me. OG is better than a fucking MP3. Whatever.
Playing Winamp.
Huh?
Yeah,
and I would win out without any plugins.
I think you need a plugin.
Oh, fuck it then.
Well, that's what I said.
Well, it depends on, like, if you're using Winamp, if you're using any new version, I'm pretty sure Dakota's version you're using.
I actually don't know.
I use, like, 2.91 or something.
No, everybody uses 2.91, which everyone should. If anyone has Winamp and it's not 2.91, go get 2.91.
I like a player that opens at the click of a button.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Do you have any,
go to fucking audio.techfiles.com/cons and then go download, like, I don't know, some of the Rubicon audio. I highly recommend the wireless panel because I'm on it, and it's actually a pretty good speech.
On the wireless panel? Yeah, Doug, go do that real quick and get to OG, see if it plays in Winamp 2.91. Because I don't know, to tell you the truth.
Or what's the audio thing again?
audio.techfiles.com/cons, C-O-N-S.
Yeah, and then like somewhere in there, there's like / Rubicon.
Yeah, then you'll see Rubicon and on the Rubicon page, you'll have the choice between OG or MP3, and pick up a small OG and see if you can play it.
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of small ones. No, there's a whole bunch of small ones. There's like a whole bunch of like inserts and like between speeches. There's a fucking shitload of audio.
Oh, there, okay. Just so download the log file. Okay.
Yeah, just go pick one up and
see
if it plays.
Hey, where's sound recorder and fucking what directory is that shit in?
You should just be able to start run SNDREC. Should work.
Where?
Start run SNDREC. Should work.
Yeah, but what directory is it in?
You don't need
there
to get rid of directory. It's in the path somewhere.
I'm trying to change my dot wave to play with it, you know?
Hmm. We're still doing the show, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. But we're trying to.
We'll edit it. Fuck it.
No, we won't. I think we're going to stream this, like, right now. Like, as soon as we're done recording it.
There it is. Down record 32.
What makes you think we're not streaming right now?
Oh, fuck. Are we?
Beautiful.
Okay.
I think, you know what, .ogg is not recognizable, but it will play in Winamp. I see it playing something, 12 seconds long. Let me see if I can hear something.
Well, I mean, does it work?
I don't know. I don't know you want that much.
.ogg is not recognized?
No, it does. It's not recognizable. Like, you have to tell it for Winamp, but, I mean, you can actually put the file inside Winamp and play it.
Is it playing?
Yeah.
And it's working?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you have it, everybody. You can play OGGs and Winamp 291, kids, and that's all we know.
There you go, OGG owns. I apologize.
That's it. Hey, it owns, Rigel.
Rigel, you all own.
Yeah, Rigel, you're right, it owns.
Fucking P3. The show is not going to be OGG format now.
Yeah.
You know what? It is.
And instead of your when we have like a goddamn hour show, and it's for some reason, dog, it's like a 15 meg fucking MP3. I don't know why.
You know what? Let's not get into that again. All right.
All right, fine. Well, a lot of it has to do with audio encoding.
Exactly.
Like we coded the fucking Rubicon speeches a little bit higher than they needed to be.
Yeah.
But whatever. Okay. The odds are still smaller.
Like half as small.
Right. Yeah. That's yeah. Well, like, they all use variable bitrate, which is the trick for fucking anything anyway.
What's Lucky bitching about in the background there?
Now it's saying entanglement.net/s.wave can't be found.
Dude, what are you talking about? You just downloaded it.
This is bullshit.
Did you hear his window sound in the back?
Oh, you gotta be shitting me. My cable internet is out now. That's fucking great.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I owned you.
Lucky's cable internet is sponsored by Adelphia Powerlink. Get it today.
I actually got your IP and sent you the thing of death.
Something fell on the fucking Cat 5. Something fell on the Cat 5 cable. I had to plug it back in. All right, boom. I got this working.
Hey, you tell me my wave doesn't work? What the fuck, man?
Yeah, shut up. It doesn't work with media player.
All right, Lucky, you ready to do this?
Can we try this now?
All right, do it. Call up Citibank. Venezuela.
By now, I'm sure they've already forwarded, fast forwarded past all that other crap.
Yeah. Yeah, whistling for the... All right, enough.
...and will be transfer you to a service representative.
Thank you. Much better. Yes, there.
Para efectos de control de calidad y mejor de servicios, esta llamada puede
Potter
ser monitoreada.
What the fuck?
Beep. This is interesting.
Whoa. Did that do it?
Did it do it?
Yeah, I think it did.
No. Maybe it's not long enough. Hold on, let me like loop it or something. What the fuck is loop? I know this has it. Doesn't fucking sound recorder have a loop?
That's what you're using.
You know, we spent 20 minutes to try to fucking do this.
That did it, didn't it? Didn't you guys hear it?
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
All right, give Lucky a round of applause now, because it took us 20 minutes to do that.
I think it's because the duration was too short.
Yeah, that probably was it.
Not Dave.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's
can you make me another wave that's 180 milliseconds?
Sure.
We'll see if that fucking does the trick.
I sound like an idiot asking this, but 1 millisecond is 1/2 of 1 second.
No.
No.
No. 1/100th of 1 second.
100th. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of. No. All
right. Oh, forgetting to hit flash thing again.
Para
control de control de calidad y mejora de servicios, esto es más.
Nice.
See, you can see right there. I stopped it during the recording.
Nice. All right. So 180 milliseconds. We were in error before with the 130.
And actually, last time when I did it, and I flashed over to make another call, I was still connected.
Oh, okay, so that didn't, the loop didn't even work.
Yeah, so if someone wants to go ahead and send a seize right now, would do that.
You let me know what the seize is.
We could, but we're not going to.
2400 hertz.
We could, but we're not going to. We're just saying theoretically we could send.
Somebody might jump on, like, right now and do it.
Yeah,
so we don't know.
If someone's voice happens to reach 2400 hertz.
Which it might pretty soon.
Yeah, for 180 milliseconds.
You can only have the trunk seized for so long before disconnecting.
I heard a couple.
NWA in the background.
I know.
I heard something that sounded familiar to 2400 hertz, but it's kind of low.
Yeah, I can't get it out of my mouth.
Wait, Rigel.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Dude, I played some DJ Bad In, man. Fucking chill out.
Dude, turn it off, bro. What are you doing?
Come fucking try
to do a radio show here.
Yeah, we're trying to get fucking freaking done.
Hey, Lucky, you got my email. Send me that wave file. I've always wanted to.
Entanglement.net/s.wave.
Oh, you have.
Oh.
Did we just see
that again? No, because it didn't send an acknowledgement.
I didn't hear anything.
No, I'm not hearing any acknowledgement.
Yeah, it's not going to make it through all that crap.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Rigel.
NWA is not going to seize.
No, actually, that's some DJ that is.
Oh, did you hear that?
What?
I heard a pip.
Oh, we missed it. Well, shit, Roger, you should have had your music off.
What did it do?
All right, well, you know what's up? You know what's up?
Hmm?
The show's over. I don't know. We did a lot of shit. This has been going on for... What the fuck?
Holy shit.
I had to change my tone, sorry.
Okay, I was like, shit, man, did C-Bank just own us?
No. All of a sudden.
Okay, that's Lucky coughing for the end of the show.
Yeah, thank you. So, that's the fucking show. Accident left early here. He gave his shouts. So we're going to go down the line. Doug, you here?
Yeah.
Shouts. Give him.
I got no shouts. Go.
None? All right, not theory. Shouts.
Nobody this week. I can't think of anything.
Rigel. Shouts.
All right, yo, motherfuckers, all the, like, buddies out there in fucking Project Nexus, and fucking the mobsters out of Cincinnati. I don't know if they're still around, but fucking mad props to them.
Project Nexus, most definitely a mobsters. Royal, shouts.
Don't forget NWA for fucking everything up.
Dude, that was fucking GJ Bad In, man. You still fucking know.
All right, enough of that shit.
You don't know me.
Yeah, thank you, NWA.
All right, Royal.
Just want to shout out to all my Boston Raven homies and to Dreammaster.
There you go. And, of course, Boston 2600.
Of course.
And, Lucky, shouts.
Gwasti, of course.
Shouts to Gwasti. And my shouts for this week definitely go out to... What? What happened?
I'm still giving shouts, you little fucking rebellion.
We're done, faggot. Fuck you.
I never said I was done. Did I say I was done? Play back the recording.
Fuck you. Give the rest of your shouts, moron.
Citibank.
Citibank.
All that for Citibank?
That's so fucked up.
All right. Shouts to Citibank. Shouts to Venezuela. The whole country. Caracas, Venezuela. Big shouts. All right. And my shouts go to my man Low-Tech, Dig Magazine, DigZine.com, DigZine.com, excuse me, DigZine.com. Go there. Tweet. And we're out of here.
Oh, and hold on. I got to give one more shout-out to Tylenol.
Tylenol. Most definitely. Tylenol 3.
If anyone out there is fucking in contact with any of the mobsters like Sodium or Top Hat, or even Trade Usher, fucking tell them to drop me a line or something.
And if you know,
heard from them like 6 months now.
Yeah, send that email to Rodula@projectnexus.org. And for all the listeners, we want some fucking email. So you could send that to Lucky at Lucky225@2600.com. You could send it to me, decoder@oldschoolfreak.com, or you could send it to the show itself at default@cbzone.org. And we're out of here. As always, everything is always on default. Later.
God knows why.
Later.
Later.
Fucking moron.
Out of you, motherfucker. Go!
Yourself.